Yesterday we began thinking of the one. The one that you can't really say the one is a part about oneness. So everything is within oneness. And because of this, when oneness creates, it must create within itself. It must divide within its own being. And that is a great lesson for us, because each of us is in some way a microcosm or a miniature of that universal spirit. If we realize that everything that we need for spiritual growth is within us, we don't have to rely on anything outside of us. Even in our quarantine, as we are here in material blindness, and in that reality that we call time, everything, or the meaning of everything that appears to be outside of us, is really within us. We don't know what something outside of us means unless we know it inside of ourselves. So when a creation takes place within the one must divide within itself. Now, the universal spirit knows itself, and it knows everything within itself. But when it knows what is within itself, it has a suspicion, or it suspects, that there could be something more, that there is potential. In order to push a philosophy, we talk about the absolute, which is everything that is and everything that isn't. And you don't know more beyond that. So when the spirit knows itself, and when it knows potential, and it focuses its attention on what could be, there is something that in that potential that is not the same thing that it knows. So that potential of what could be becomes the unknown. And it is the unknown in contradistinction to everything that is actual and everything that is known. And as it focuses its attention, the degree of unknowing is gradated. And the deeper one proceeds into the unknown or into ignorance, the deeper the darkness. So the various gradations of the unknown are what we call the different worlds of matter. Matter is spirit that is in potential. It is something that was heretofore unknown, but could have been known, and by the process of the spirit projecting into it, that ignorance congeals potential and it becomes matter. The active part of the whole business, the part that knows and does the creation, the intelligence, we call that spirit. Thus, it's in the Rosicrucian philosophy, we talk about the interaction of spirit and matter, which is really an interaction between the known and the unknown. And when the spirit projects and interacts with matter, it takes that unknown, and by interacting with it, it becomes known. And this process in the Rosicrucian philosophy is called the spiritualization of matter. But the whole process is very systematic. It is very creative. So that the knowing spirit has a hypothesis. It has a dream. It has something that could be. And it projects that into the potential, into the unknown, And that becomes what we call the divine plan. And so in this whole interaction, matter becomes spiritualized, but the consciousness of the spirit, as it is projected into matter, becomes materialized. So in the Rosicrucian philosophy, we talk about a triad. We talk about the materialization of the spirit, all the way down to this is the materialization, our dead physical body, and the spiritualization of matter, and out of the whole process comes consciousness. Within the one, there is greater and greater, we can't say greater consciousness, one is more conscious. Because everything is consciousness, even unconsciousness is a form of consciousness. So this is a process of waking up. The whole of the evolutionary creation, and when we talk about the evolutionary creation, it's not just a blind evolution, but it is very organized and it's very purposeful, but it's not an arbitrary creation either. It is the dream, just like our dreams are projections of our character. The dream that is the divine cosmic plan is the character of the universal spirit that does the creation. This doesn't sound like the problem, does it? And so this is a process of waking up. And if you think about it, that's what our lives are. Our lives are waking up. In the spiritual life, we're continually a little more and a little more awake. And so we are indeed microcosms of the universal spirit, because the universal spirit is itself ever becoming. And it is eternally awaking. Some people describe the whole of the change of consciousness of the universal spirit as a dawn. Like it's a perpetual dawn where there's always a little bit more light, and as brilliant as things are and they become, there's always more light. All right.